hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller, and we're going to be with you for the next 2 hours. And why am I hesitating here on air? Hear my teeth chattering? Anybody paying attention to what's going on in the markets out there? Jeez. folks... can we spell economic meltdown? I am not pleased with what's going on out there, and I know that anybody with has two brain cells to synapse together are not happy either. I mean, didn't Alan Greenspan just say today or yesterday out of the 9,000 banks? I thought it was 7,500. Out of the 9,000 banks that we have in this country, he expects 1,000 to fail. Well, when I get back out of the break, I want to replay what Robbie played on his program, The Flip Side, which, by the way, is on this network Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. The gentleman is becoming quite popular. I think he now has more radio stations than I do, which tells me that a lot of people out there are dying for information about what's really going on in this country economically and financially. And they sure as heck, I'm watching CNN, the usual suspects, CNN and Fox and the Three Ring Circus shows that they have going on out there. They were running speeches at the whistle stops for Barack Obama. The country today is going into a semi-financial meltdown. And they're still talking politics. They're staying as far away from this as humanly possible. Oh, and by the way, I forget which network it was, but they were going to go live and carry coverage of the second O.J. Simpson legal matters going on. When I heard that, I thought, yep, they're trying not to put out any news because they're running out of things to lie about. It's all blatantly becoming clear to even the most brain dead in this country. We're in some serious problems here, and well, none of the presidential candidates wants to talk about it, either Barack or that stodgy old white fart. What's his name? John McCain? Yeah. Oh, but don't worry. His campaign is getting a lift by Paulin. Yeah, well, who cares? I can probably get down to the local Stop and Rob with somebody that used to work for a corporation that's got a better mind than the ex-governor or soon-to-be governor here of Alaska does on financial matters. After all, she was a mayor of a town that was, I think, under 7,000 people. Whoop-dee-doo. Oh, yeah, but being the governor of Alaska, I guess that carries some kind of credibility, except there's nobody that lives in Alaska. And don't call me up, my friend up there. Don't call me up. I know you're still alive and kicking. But the point is, you know, I mean, this is almost like a Jimmy Carter move. Oh, the governor of Georgia. He's a peanut farmer. Well, at least he ran for president and he won. At any rate, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We're going to carry some of this financial stuff, folks, because it's in free fall. I'll give you the latest up-to-minute blow-by-blow description of that right after a little bit of this. And by the way, folks, you hear our sponsors on this network? Support them. At least call them up and say thank you for being on this network. We'll be right back.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we are back. Let's do the latest blows here on the financial markets. Let me see. Is Wall Street yet closed? Oh, yeah, it's closed. They only got out of there unscathed today. Dow Jones was only down 504 points. NASDAQ off 81. The NYSE, which wasn't so NYSE today, down 411. TSX down 515. Oh, it beat the Dow. And the dollar, well, it strengthened 6 cents. I've got Robbie Noel online. Robbie, can we spell financial meltdown?
Put it this way, it was an interesting day considering that oil was down almost $7 a barrel, but nobody was paying any attention to it. I guess that's because they're paying $5 a gallon gas. Half of Texas has been destroyed. But those two subjects, you wouldn't find them anywhere in the discussion of finance on the local talking head financial channels today.
Well, and then why did they make it a point repeatedly on Bloomberg and the other financial whiz-bangy boys out there to remind people that, pretty much Houston was unscathed by the hurricane?
Yeah, I mean, that the same story came out this morning that the devastation on the oil platforms, although 10 platforms have been destroyed, considering we got 3,900 of them out there, that was a small amount of platforms that have been destroyed. Nobody wanted to deal with the fact that 25% of U.S.'s refining capacity is shut down because it doesn't have any electricity and probably won't have any electricity for another week if you are obviously listening to what is coming out of Houston. So those problems were completely swept under the table today.
Well, I did, and forgive me.
Well, they had bigger problems, I guess.
Yeah. When was the last time? By the way, did they put the curbs in for the stock market?
The major sell-off ended, as usual, pretty much in the last half hour of trading. So
why bother, right?
Yeah, why bother?
Well, and you know, Robbie, if you remember, say, even a year ago, and I brought this up on the program before, that, in fact, when the market started to go a little funky and started to approach that, the Dow was dropping by 300 points or so, you would see the curbs put in. But yep. I guess it's the plunge protection team that's in there, so they could necessarily do away with that. Because they were in there manipulating the market, trying to make everybody feel better, and I guess they're going to have to reinstitute the curbs again, hey?
Well, I think if memory serves, I don't think they can put curbs in the last half hour of trading. Something rings a bell in my head about the last half hour of trading. They'd have to put the curbs on before then, so. But look, facts are facts. Tomorrow, if the Fed comes out and announces a 50 basis point cut in the Fed funds rate, the discount rate, Dow will be up 500 points.
By the way, since you mentioned the oil platforms, I actually had heard a politician say that, I know who it was. The guy here from Texas, not as well known as Ron Paul, I'll think of his name maybe, maybe I won't, but the important point is that he said one-fifth of the oil supply for the United States comes out of the Houston area, and all that stuff is concentrated, so it's no big surprise that when you get a hurricane blowing through there. And then I was really shocked. He went into, well, you know, we need to diversify a little bit. It'd be kind of nice if all this stuff wasn't concentrated in one area. You know, they haven't built any refineries since the 1970s. So when something gets whacked like this, gas prices are going to come up because the supply has been interrupted. And I'm listening to this and I'm going, geez, this is what we've been talking about for how long now? You know, the old law, the supply and demand law is really in place because they've restricted the supply. The demand hasn't been reduced, except if we're too poor to put the gasoline products in our car. But here's the guy saying the same things that we've been saying, but he was motivated differently. Got that feeling again. Hey, I want to play that clip that you played the other day. Who was this guy?
I'm not sure of his country of origin. He could be an Austrian, could be a German. Obviously, he has a very thick accent. But obviously, he is one of the kind of guys that kind of looks at America's economic situation from across the pond, sees it with a different eye. Obviously, hasn't been tainted by the spin that is put out by MSNBC, CNBC, Bloomberg News, and obviously identifies as well what we know, that these markets are manipulated, especially with the gold market. I mean, this deleveraging that they are talking about, which obviously devastated the commodities market, wasn't so much because everybody had lost favor with commodities. It was just simply a fire sale for a lot of these institutions to raise quick capital, because that's where the crux of the matter lies, liquidity at this point in time. So when you're in a liquidity crisis and you need to raise liquidity, the first things you sell are the things that are easiest to sell, that are the most liquid.
Martin, I think his name is Henneke. He's the senior manager at Teich, and this was right. on CNBC. I'll tell you what, let's roll that clip, and if we run out of time.
By the way, they ran it at 3 a.m. in the morning.
If we run out of time with it, we'll resume on the other side of the break. So, Mr. Producer, go ahead and roll that.
Joining us up for some market strategy, we have with us Martin Hennicke, Senior Manager, Private Clients at Taish. Martin, good to have you with us. Now, I know you're always as bullish about the emerging markets, but take a look at some of the emerging markets here in Asia. They're getting hammered big time. How much money are you losing in this environment?
Well, generally, we have been positioned rather cautiously globally, as we have always been preaching that the U.S. would go into crisis. And actually, we think still that the end result of this will very possibly be the national bankruptcy of the United States, as the government can't afford all those bailouts. And in the end, the market won't bail out the U.S. government, as they are already facing a funding crisis. So we expect a depression in the United States. We expect a depression very possibly also within Europe. But the equity allocations that we do have, they are mainly in Asia, and we still actually do like position in the Chinese market. And of course, those the Chinese market has been decimated over the last first half of this year, of course, since November. But then if you're looking at the fundamental macroeconomic strengths and look at how much cash the Chinese government has, if they were going to use now the room they have with their lower inflation numbers to come out with some sort of stimulus package, I think China could surprise the most on the upside. And again, the renminbi is still on a purchasing power basis is one of the most undervalued currencies. But again, we do see this volatility and this major risk for once in the export sector, but generally in the whole market, as there's a big deleveraging going on. And our first recommendation would therefore be not to be exposed to leverage. Ideally, even mortgages with any property investment or even on one's house, we would recommend very much caution on mortgages, even and say ideally one should be completely debt-free. Then second step, have some precious metals for crisis protection on the sideline and then look for opportunities in the market but with limited exposure.
Deleveraging, definitely a concept that a lot of people want to adhere to, Martin. It's Brian here in the U.S. I want to ask you, though, about we've talked to you. Of course, you've been on the show many times, and we're familiar with your views. But when it comes to your view of the U.S., how do you factor in this dollar strength, especially against the basket of currencies in the Eurozone right now?
Well, some part of it is also deleveraging, as too many investors have been betting against the dollar and betting also on a variety of commodities with leverage. And now you see the crunch happening. You see the yen strengthening, Swiss franc strengthening, at least against the euro. And even, some investors have been borrowing on the dollar, just betting that this one-way trend will continue forever. But then fundamentally, again, while we also don't see the euro as strong, we also wouldn't say, one should jump on the U.S. dollar rally now, because really what investors need to understand, these bailouts and the estimate now from the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae disaster basically is that at least $300 billion of this bailout will be a write-off or loss that the government will have to take, passing on to the taxpayers. But then the taxpayers ultimately, they are not very rich as well. So as you have seen, seeing this immense debt in all sectors across the United States, even in the private households. So where you don't have this money from taxpayers available, it's the holders of U.S. dollars who eventually have to pay it via the inflation tax. So we don't see the U.S. dollar fundamentally strong. We just say don't necessarily bet against it by being in leveraged trades. But definitely it's not a safe place to be invested with real inflation closer to 10 or 11% than the actual inflation numbers given by the U.S. government. If you look at the way they calculated it, inflation before 1983, that would be 11% inflation.
You talk about $300 billion and perhaps the liability. There are other models that say that the government could actually make money off of this. With the Chrysler bailout, they actually eventually did turn a profit and finish in the green. You have a situation where you have commodities coming back. You have the dollar strength. Inflation, even if the formulas right. are different than the ones that you think they should look at, it seems to be temporary.
All right, we'll continue that. There's just another minute or two left of that. We'll be back on the other side of the break, folks.
the most important minute, by the way.
Yeah, it's coming up. Stay tuned, folks. Oh, Sir Alan says today, Greenspan, I think it was today. Oh, yeah, maybe 1,000 banks will go bye-bye. Don't think so. I think it's going to be more than that. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, folks, we're back. I have Robbie Noel online with us today, and I want to finish this bombshell that Martin Henneke, he's the senior manager of private clients at Teich. Go ahead, producer, roll it.
Even if the formulas are different than the ones that you think they should look at, it seems to be tempering. So I guess I'm trying to find some more hardcore data outside of debt. I mean, the debt issue I understand, but in terms of hardcore arguments for this hyperinflation theory, and if you have it, when is it going to kick in?
Short-term timing is difficult to say because we have now also deflation in a way happening at the same time as inflation. Or let's say in the short term we have a big deflation risk as there's this deleveraging going on, as banks have been too highly leveraged in the past, private households, everybody. So in the short term, and which is why we are saying don't leverage, don't be exposed to debt. In the short term, you could see actually the unwinding of this and everything dropping in prices against the U.S. dollar. But eventually, what this means, the tax revenues of the government will come down. We have already got $10 trillion U.S. dollar of debt as far as the U.S. government is concerned. These debt figures across the whole U.S. economy are rising very sharply. You have seen 9 banks go under. The FDIC has got only 1% of the insured amount from the banks, and this is already below the threshold they would normally have to have their reserves on. So they will potentially have to go back to the Federal Reserve. Even today, we have a new report that the Federal Federal Reserve will have to do more lending to banks as they're looking at the balance sheets, clean up to the year end. So there's more and more and more liquidity demand, more and more demands from all sectors, from the Treasury. And so I'm afraid this is very unsustainable. Other factors pointing to the weakening of the U.S., of course.
Yeah. Martin, I just want to interrupt. Yeah. What do you do right now, then, okay, with your money? Because we've got look at emerging markets. They're off, what, 25% the MSCI emerging market index in the last 3 months. We've got an emerging market crash. Investors are pulling their money out of emerging markets. You don't think you should be, you know, cash is a problem because you talk about inflation. Where do you protect your money and your investments right now? With equity markets are out. I mean, will you stick it in the yen? I mean, what's the deal here?
That's a very good question, and there's actually really much uncertainty about it, because even some of the things that have been seeming like very safe before, like even gold, has dropped clearly, and silver or other metals even more from the highs of about 1030. But generally, again, where investors should be positioned now, for somewhat of it depends on what type of investor you are talking to. But again, number one, not being exposed to debt. Then if you're looking at investors, how are positioned now? If someone is sitting all in cash, as you just mentioned, it's not safe, because eventually both in the Eurozone and in the United States, all these bailouts for the banks in the U.S. or for the banks of Spain, it's the persons who hold cash in those currencies who will have to pay for it. So when one has no debt or leverage, the number one recommendation for cautious investors would be precious metals.
Precious metals. Okay, but precious metals are going down. We've just seen that. You don't want to be in cash. You don't want to be in debt. You don't want to be in equities. There's not a lot else left, is there?
That's right, but we want to be in precious metals, even though they have been going down recently. You have to look at value, and I think partly it's deliberating to explain the pullback in the precious metals, but partly also I would say, as you may be aware, that the central banks have always been very keen to cap the gold price, which was published in a Citibank report last year in September, explaining how the central banks have been trying to keep the gold price down so that investors don't see it anymore as a crisis hedge, and so that investors don't look at it as a hedge against inflation. So definitely we think still that gold is one of the safest bets to be invested in. Where one is cautious and anxious, one could hold a bit of cash. I wouldn't hold it in euro or the US dollar. Swiss franc, perhaps Singapore dollar, or the renminbi would be better options if one wants to hold cash.
All right, even the renminbi. We'll remember that. Martin, thank you very much for that. Yeah. Martin Haneke, senior manager for private clients at Taish.
Robbie, they couldn't get this guy off, and they couldn't control the conversation because of the on-air delay. I don't know where this guy was calling from, but they had...
CNBC Europe, obviously they have three hosts. One is in Hong Kong, one is in London, and one is in the United States. So there's obviously that delay factor. But you can sense from these people, they get very uncomfortable when they have a financial host on the show, and he starts talking about gold, because they have an visceral hatred for gold.
Oh, it's just a commodity. See, oil's down, so gold's down. All the commodities are down. We're not talking about wheat here. Robbie, he even said, did he not say a manipulation?
Oh, sure. Well, this is a known fact. I mean, look, when gold hit $1,000, that was a big wake-up call to the Federal Reserve and to central banks around the world that says, hey, pay attention here. People are starting to lose faith in your fiat currencies. You better start doing something, and doing something quickly, because all faith is eroding. And the last thing that central bankers want to have is a general population rejecting their script. I mean, that's just a formula for doom.
We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. When Alan Greenspan speaks, people listen. The only thing I want to hear is Ben and Uncle Greeny are going to jail. You notice that nobody's gone to jail over all of this falderal? Nobody. Nobody's going to go to jail. They're too busy covering their own behinds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Oh, geez, the market's in the tubes here. And, well, anymore in this country, it doesn't seem like anybody pays attention until somebody yells train wreck. Mr. Greenspan, by the way, Robbie, let me snag this call. I have a feeling it's on our subject matter here. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
And, you know, I've been watching the this situation. I find it very interesting that they did this announcement of Lehman Brothers on a Sunday mm-hmm. when everybody's watching football.
Mm-hmm.
And also that they knew that on Monday a lot of the European and Asian markets were going to be closed for holiday.
Bloomberg had a reporter on site out in front of Lehman Brothers today, and the employees of Lehman Brothers were coming up to the news reporters and asking them what's going on. So evidently they didn't get the pink slips yet.
I guess not. But I was watching the silver market last night because I knew that this situation was happening. And silver in the Asian market was swinging wildly. I mean, it was going up 25, 30 cents and then down 15 to 20 cents and then back and forth. And there's just no rhyme or reason to this, obviously. But obviously someone is manipulating the gold and silver market because you just don't get swings like that. When you got bad news, usually gold and silver is going to skyrocket.
Well, and like I started to say, and I never finished my thought, guys, was that, you know, all the commodities are down. Wheat is down, and this is down. And, yeah, okay, it may be down, but wheat has not been a currency for 50 centuries. Gold has been. These guys are treating this as if it is just any run-of-the-mill commodity. And historically, this is where people go when everything else falls apart. They don't buy futures in wheat. They go to gold.
Well, that's gold's Achilles heel. I mean, you got to understand this. Gold's Achilles heel is it's a liquid asset. It is the most liquid asset on the face of the earth. So when
wait a
people...
minute, I thought oil was.
It's trust me, it's gold.
Okay.
So whenever you have a rush for liquidity, you will obviously get sell-offs. I mean, this is just a normal reaction. Look, we saw it today in the miners. I mean, although the miners were down today, albeit very slight, signifies to me that the washout in commodities has already taken place. And in other words, all the hedge funds that did liquidate have liquidated. I actually thought today would be a bloodbath in the metals and the miners, just simply because when you got a bankruptcy with Lehman Brothers, just as we had the case with Bear Stearns, you have forced liquidations of portfolios, and the fact that gold and silver and the miners didn't collapse today says to me that we pretty much at the bottom when it comes to gold and silver and miners prices are concerned.
Steve, you know, yesterday I watched my lowly lions, but why is it that I knew about you know, all this goings on with the Lehman Brothers? I knew this yesterday, but I knew the score of the Lions game. Something is missing here.
Yeah, we knew it on Friday.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that in America they've been very successful at, and that is the dumbing down of America. And there's an awful lot of people that will not discuss any kind of economic issue on some of the talk shows, some of the local talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't want to talk about it because it's better to ignore the problem and maybe it'll go away. Well, I got news for them. You know, Ford is quickly becoming a penny stock, same with GM, same with Chrysler.
Yep.
Which company next is going to be on the list? I mean...
AIG.
AIG.
AIG, look, it's the world's largest insurance company. It's a penny stock today. And
there's going to be more of these. And,
sure.
You know, Alan Greenspan made the comment. He says, this is the worst economy I've ever seen. Well, duh, he's the guy that created this economy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's the one, him and Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. But you try to talk to regular people about the Federal Reserve, it's like talking to a brick wall.
Yeah, and they're just going to continue with their same old mantra. You know, that's why I mentioned this morning. I'm watching the usual suspects, CNN and the Three Ring Circus they call Fox and Friends in the morning. I mean, they had somebody up that's written a million books on whatever, and they're going to bring them on the set, and they're going to discuss whatever. In the meantime, the Dow is having its worst day, and I can't tell you when. There have been utterances over the weekend about, well, this isn't as bad as 1929, but it's starting to look like it. You know, we get senior managers of Teich and things of that nature that we can only get from the European Bureau of Bloomberg, but that has no effect. And this is what I said before, and I just very unsuccinctly said that they're all whistling through the graveyards. They've all got their hands in their pockets, and nobody wants to talk about this. Oh, but don't worry, the political candidates for president in November, they made some statements today. They made statements. This is a train wreck that either one of these two are going to walk into, and neither one of them are qualified to handle anything like this. They should be talking about it now, and this is insanity.
It's easier to talk about lipstick on a pig.
I'm sure glad that we've got a moose hunter female as running for vice president. She's going to fix everything.
Well, no, she's making John McCain look good, if that's at all possible. Steve, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. let's take this one other call, then there's some issues I want to cover with you, Robbie. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good evening, John. Good evening, Robbie.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
Hi. Gentlemen, if you or I walked out of the corner store without paying for a Snickers bar, you would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Not if I had left my my credit card laying on the counter in the store.
Yeah, well, if you put it in your pocket intentionally.
Oh, sure.
Now, on Wall Street, we have the biggest heist of all time, and not one single individual responsible has been arrested, let alone incarcerated. As far as I know, they haven't been subpoenaed. Quite to the contrary, the executives in charge have been given payoffs that would make King Croesus blush. An example of this was Stanley O'Neill of Merrill Lynch, and we all know what happened to Merrill today, who walked off with $160 million a few months back.
Well,
for starters...
Yeah, Mike. I was just going to say, look, people were asking the question here is, why do these guys that headed up Freddie and Fannie, why are they going to get the retirement packages? Why are they walking out the back door with millions of dollars? That's because...
They could be arrested.
No, that's because they have an employment contract that I'm sure somebody like Ben Bernanke has with the Fed. And he's doing his job. As required by law, believe this or not, Ben Bernanke's doing his job. So that's why nobody is asking for the firing of Mr. Bernanke, because contractually he's meeting his obligations.
Well, I'm sure that guys that work for the mafia are also doing their job.
Yeah, but do they have a contract? That's what I want to say.
I'm sure they have a contract as well. It doesn't make it right.
Right. I know. I'm with you, brother.
Yeah. And for starters, I think Alan Greenspan should be subpoenaed along with every senior executive of these Wall Street outfits, along with Phil Graham and these congressional phonies on the Finance Committee who repeal the Glass-Steagall Act.
Well, let me just throw one other one in there. Let's have President Bush there as well. Because under his watch, all this transpired. Now, he's the president. Look, Mike, I've been waiting for President Bush to make an emergency whatever from the Rose Garden, if it's not snowing in Washington yet.
Well, if you're going to take Bush in, I'd also take in Slick Willie, because it was under Slick Willie's regime that this repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act was effected.
Mike, if we could dig up FDR and bring him forth as a witness, I'd love to have his butt in a chair, too.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, Slick Willie's still walking around.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah, so the bottom line is this, that this is, it is unfathomable that not one individual has been held to account.
Well, you brought it up, earlier. Nobody in the mafia, this is how they handled in the mafia. If you're one of the dons and you get out of the box, they just rub you out. Well, the den of thieves here are too busy covering each other's butts because they're all culpable.
Yep. So I see absolutely no hope going forward unless these characters are called to account.
Well, I agree with you, and I agree to a point. And I'm going to say this, and I hope people understand this when I say this. Possession is 9/10 of the law. As long as I can keep what I have right now, let somebody come and try to take it. And Mike, my idea about this is simply this, that look, I didn't contract to buy a house through a financial institution to have them muck the situation up so bad that the value of my house is now down. That even if I wanted to play the Matrix game and go take an equity loan out to buy a boat or buy a new lawnmower or whatever the case may be. Look, since World War II, for many years, going up into the 80s and 90s, people were borrowing money. They were borrowing money to better themselves, to go to college, to buy a house. It was for infrastructure. It was for real stuff. Since the 80s, in this country, what we've had are people trying to maintain going into debt, not building for anything, just trying to maintain a status or a lifestyle. They're all tapped out. The gross domestic product, which was the debt the American people have been going in for the last 30 years, has dried up. And Alan Greenspan is sitting here saying that, well, let me get his exact quote here. Sir Alan says that the United States is mired in a once-in-a-century financial crisis, which is more than likely going to spark a recession. What do you mean, spark a recession?
I mean, this guy, if he's not arrested, he should be incarcerated in a mental ward.
Look, hey, who's his wife? Who's the bimbo that's on MSNBC that she's...
Yeah, the hag.
Who?
Whatever her name is.
Who?
Andrea Mitchell.
Andrea Mitchell. Yeah, thank you, Robbie. She is sidled up next to Pat Buchanan, and they're talking politics today. She's right next to this dried-up old grape that helped put this country in the tizzy that it's in. But there's good old Pat Buchanan, the supposed conservative, sitting right next to her. I would have been choking her on the set.
Absolutely. And, gentlemen, the final word, if I may, I think every member of Congress that ever received a contribution of Freddie or Fannie should be required to... return that contribution, at the very least.
Every single one of them took... Freddie and Fannie were founded in order to fund Congress. That's where this whole problem lies. This tacit government quasi-private sector, with a wink and a nod, everybody knew that if push came to shove, if anything happened, the taxpayers would step up and bail them out because of this quasi-government association.
Well, wait a minute, Robbie.
And that was created by the politicians so that they don't have to, because one thing a politician hates doing is picking up the telephone and begging people to send him money.
Wait a minute, where's my contract? Where is it in my contract? Does it say that I have to be the backer of what the private corporation of the Federal Reserve is called? Where is it that I'm on the hook to back up what their buds and pals have done? Is that in my contract? Show it to me, and I'll be glad to ante up. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. This, Robbie, the more this goes on, and I don't know whether to laugh, to cry, to go blind, or wind my wristwatch here, but the more this goes on, the more insane this is getting. But what's more insane is the absolute silence.
Oh, sure, because they're all co-conspirators in this thing.
Oh, gosh. Let's not start talking conspiracy theory because...
No, conspirators, as in not conspiracy.
Well, Alan said, you know, this is a once-in-a-century financial crisis. The crisis in this country started with us in the last century. It's now come home to roost. But Sir Alan isn't going to say anything about this. We would have, Robbie, none of these problems on this scale if we had an honest money system in this country. Hello?
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, look, I mean, we are simply dealing with, obviously, many years ago, under the Clinton administration, as Mike pointed out, there was a move afoot to make homes more available to people who couldn't qualify for homes, which ultimately means minorities. And Franklin Raines was the head of Freddie and Fannie. He was put under pressure by congressmen who wanted to have something to go home to their constituents for, that they were making homes available to those who had been denied the American dream. So the pressure came from Congress onto Franklin Raines. Is it important that he was a black guy? To help minorities, which we now, by the way, you know what we call these loans? We call them ninja loans. No income, no job.
And by the way, Robbie, I'd asked this question on the air before. Why did these institutions wait so long to start talking about resetting these adjustable rate mortgages? Well, the answer was right under my nose, because they don't own the mortgages anymore. They sold them off. Out there floating around the planet in some kind of SIV or CDO or whatever.
Well,
little...
it's all CDOs. I mean, look what's happened with Lehman Brothers. They've had half a dozen suitors that were going to buy out Lehman Brothers. They came down to New York. Lehman opened its books, and they saw that 90% of what Lehman owns is collateralized debt obligations that are toxic waste that nobody on the planet wants to touch except for the Federal Reserve.
They don't want to talk about recession, let alone possible depression, let alone talking about the thing that's really going to cause it. Robbie, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The bank problems we have right now, they don't even want to broach or uncork that thing.
Yeah, well, we still got another 2 weeks of September before we hit into the really bad month of the year, which is October.
Gosh. Well, we're going to have a Black Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a black week. Don't pick a day, just pick a week.
I'll tell you what, can you stick with me for a couple minutes? I know you're not on site, and you've got to run to your studio out there, so hang on. We'll take this break here in just a couple of seconds. By the way, Alan said... he says, and indeed it will continue to be a corrosive force until the price of homes in the United States stabilizes. He was the cause of it. And now he's talking about a stabilization. How is it going?
That won't happen for another 2 years.
At least. And we're just talking about the housing market. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Let me take a breath, collect my thoughts. I'm losing my mind. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Amazing. I am just... Is this current screen here? Julie in Arizona. Hello, Julie. We'll take your call, and we've got to say goodbye to Robbie so he can go home.
Hey, John.
Hey,
Robbie, before you leave.
John, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not very articulate, but
just
I do
spit it out.
But I do understand what you guys are talking about. I'm having problems with one aspect, though, probably several aspects. But if I'm having a real hard time comprehending everything collapsing, okay, if indeed these stocks and these banks and all these things keep happening, what is the average person going to do with the mortgages they have on their homes? I mean, they can't put everyone out on the street. Or can they?
Well, that's an interesting question because, like I said, the reason, and it didn't dawn on me, I had to think this one through, the reason why they haven't reset these mortgages is because they couldn't. Now, that would have been a smart thing to do is start setting these. I mean, Robbie, these mortgages, the rest of the adjustable rate mortgages, they're not, what they can reset are not going to be reset until what, next summer, next September?
I'm not exactly sure when they reset. I think they could reset twice a year. I'm sketchy on that.
Well, but here's
but,
the thing.
But look, it's not only. I mean, right now we're dealing. Everybody's talking about a mortgage crisis. You know, in large part why we had the Dow down 500 points today, and obviously the problem with AIG and Lehman. Is because a lot of the assets on their book is commercial real estate. I mean, we are going from one catastrophe right into probably the bigger one, which is commercial real estate. We haven't even got into the credit cards or the auto loans yet. So yeah, I mean that in large part is that's what's making this thing really ugly.
Julie, do you have a mortgage right now?
You know what, John? I am so happy, and I don't mean to brag, but I am really happy with my position right now. We've done the food storage. We've done the gold and silver storage. We've done, and I have possession.
Yes, yes.
We have $12,000 left on our mortgage, no credit card debt, no car loans. Everything is paid off except that 12G on our mortgage.
Well, I'll make you a deal. Take me in. I'll pay off the balance of your mortgage.
Well, we do have two houses here on our property, so if you want to come live with us, we'd love that. I'm just praying that I don't lose my that we don't lose our jobs for the next 6 months. We've been paying this off at a really rapid rate.
No, I understand. Well, and what is
it? Is it going to matter?
Well, is it going to matter that you don't have somebody beating on your door if they do figure out? And most people, they have a mortgage. But I was going to say to you, Julie, if you had a mortgage, it's going to be up to the person, the complaining party in court, to put you in foreclosure that they actually own the mortgage.
Well, first, just so you know, John, we have a private note holder. We did a owner carry
mm-hmm.
7 years ago, and we're actually paying it off a year early.
Good.
Because I've known what was coming, and I've been scared to death just to get this darn mortgage paid off.
No, I know. Hey, at least you're in a position to do it. Like I said on the air the other day, I'm in a position. I'm in a house right now. I've got $15,000 of equity into it. So I might be doing the show from your other house.
Well, I'll leave my number, and if you have a problem, you call me.
Hey,
we live in a beautiful area, lots of trees. We're on an acre of land. We're doing pretty good.
I make one heck of an omelet, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey. I love omelets. John, I love your show. I listen to it every day.
Thank you, dear.
And I appreciate Robbie and the other gentlemen. I'm just praying to God that people wake up. I mean, I try to tell people, and I've heard this on the air many times, and people just aren't listening.
No, well, and here's the problem. The people that aren't telling the other people where they can hear some common sense. Julie, I got to run.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for your call. Robbie, hang on.
Let me tell you why.